100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And, well, the weekly challenge topic was remote. And we got some stories in. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play them. And then after you enjoy these, I'll wrap things up. Does that sound good? Well, here we go.
Good morning, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK. And the word this week is remote. Here's my story. It's called A Sunday Drive. I was up front, next to Dad. It wasn't a treat to be there. There was just no room in the back. My head juddered against the car window as I stared out, wondering what my friends were doing with their weekend. The city, with its lights, traffic and bustle, turned into country lanes full of so much green and sky. I felt like I never wanted to blink again. We stopped. It felt remote. Rabbits ran across a field full of little yellow flowers. Dad shouted at me to help drag the mattress out of the van. Then we went home. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story called Halloween, only very loosely based on the prompt remote. Putting aside the remote and futile hope Halloween might be cancelled this year, he resigned himself to the annual onslaught of irritating kids traipsing over his lawn to demand sweets, with dire warnings of repercussions should he fail to deliver. Grimly he mused that any other night of the year, or if the rules were reversed and he was the one making threats to children, the authorities would no doubt take a dim view of such behaviour. Halloween. He hated it. Still, he'd get his own back on them at Christmas. Santa grinned nastily and poured himself another Jack Daniels. Okay, that's it. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry to for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 861 with a prompt of remote. So if I can speak straight or something, here's my story. Linoleum Man folded her arms and frowned. Yes, it is coincidence that my father opened a store in this remote, out-of-the-way town, at the same time you claim someone is plotting to capture Bilbert. Anyway, I think you're making that up. Bilbert laughed and rolled his eyes. Really, Linoleum Man? Believe her. It's the Knights of the Round Table, or something. Fire could have flashed from Sabrina's eyes. It's the Dark Knights, and they're really dangerous. Linoleum Man's eyes went wide. The Dark Knight? You mean, like Batman? Sabrina's face turned dark, and fat raindrops began to splatter around them. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
There's no internet, no mains power or gas, and a septic tank collection once a month. The only access is a dirt track, and the nearest settlement is 2 hours' drive. I'm well off the beaten track, away from prying eyes. People wonder how I can live in such a remote location. And honestly, it's not that easy. I struggle with loneliness, and the nights are long and dark. I've frequently considered moving back, to civilization and friendly faces. If I could, I would. But I can't. I have to live out here. Because otherwise, people would hear the screams.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The remote is not working. I cannot change the colors. What? We always change the colors. Summer, autumn, winter. Why not? But we just need a new remote. Well, you're the creator. That's your job. Mine is to change the colors. Okay, whatever. No autumn this year. Then he sneered. No help from above? Okay, then, I'll be God for a season. He painted all the houses red. The fences became bright orange, and the stones of the pathways golden. People smiled, amused. He spread his wings, waved, and smiled back. Proud of the village he was in charge of. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
A remote is useful if there's more than an arm's length between you and a device. Televisions, cable boxes, ceiling fans, that kind of thing. My Dyson fan on the nightstand by the bed has a remote, so you'd think the remote would be useless, since I can turn on and off the fan directly. The problem is you have to use the remote for oscillation and speed, and the timer, which I never use. Problem is, the remote is tiny and easy to lose. So I replaced the Dyson with a cheap normal fan, and it works just fine.
And there you have it. Some 100-word stories on the topic of remote. Hope you enjoyed those. I sure did. And there's going to be more. You know, there's stories tomorrow, the next day, and then the next weekly challenge. Well, look up the topic at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, and you'll see what's next. There's the schedule for the rest of the year. And I keep saying I need to put together the schedule for next year. I always do that eventually. Thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.